love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So that happens.
Oh, damn, I wish we had this on the on the intro. Oh, we're recording?
Awesome.
Okay, well, this is the intro. Hey, welcome to the show. Introduce yourself, Sybil. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm Sybil Wilkes, a friend of Kim and Sherry Shepherd's, and I worked with them on the Tom Jordan Morning Show, and now I have a little business of my own called the What You Need to Know newsletter and do podcasting and other things on YouTube as well. Nice to be here.
We've actually got a graphic for the show that you do, and it doesn't appear it. I mean, honestly, you could put host of Two Funny Mamas now. I don't see anybody else on here.
You know what? I'm neither funny nor am I mama. So okay.
Neither am I.
Well, let's do something together then.
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah. We'll collaborate. Yeah. Somebody was saying I could be one funny papa, but I don't have any kids, you know?
Yeah, so there you go.
Therein lies the problem of being a funny papa. Hey, Kim, welcome to Two Funny Mamas. We've got Sybil Wilkes sitting in for Sherry today.
Hi.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Two Body Mamas.
Hey, Kim.
We have Sybil Wilkes with us today sitting in.
Logan, can we do something about that yellow filter again? I don't know if we can or not.
Are you kidding? I am yellow, okay? Let's get it together.
Hi, yellow, as we used to call it.
Hi, yellow. It's the light. It's probably the light I got on.
When we were getting this going a couple of years ago, I was like, wherever you set up, can you please just make sure there's no windows? And where did you set up, Kim?
In the sunroom.
Right in front of the window. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. That's Kim Whitley's life, actually, Chris, as you come to know. Whatever you say do, 180 degrees later, there she is.
Kim, how'd you pick your co-host today?
Let me explain something to you. You know, it was difficult because there's a lot of people that want to be on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, who won't talk for 2 hours like Sherry?
She was strategic.
Well, that's true.
I said, who is intelligent? You and who can talk about anything? And I say, I'm talking about from politics down to dirty, dirty, dirty gangsters. And I was like, that is Sybil Wilkes. And Sybil, she has her own show, but we did radio for years together. Yep. So, you know, I like to be comfortable. And I don't like new people. I mean, they're cool.
That's true. Sybil, so forgive me because I don't know you. And I didn't put you on this list. Last night I was talking to Kim and her brother Kyle was in the car and I was like, okay, I'm excited. We'll record this. I know Sherry's busy. It's always fun whenever Kim and I plan a show. It's just bap, bap, bap. I sent her a list of 20 names, people she knew and then famous people I'm pals with that would come on.
Sure.
Do you know she didn't look at one of those people? And she goes,
Kim, is that the look you gave Kim?
I did, because I was like, yeah, I thought about Sybil. She came across my mind. I said, that was the Lord.
look at God.
I would have, if Sybil said she was busy, I would have turned to the list. But I have to go.
It was half of Hollywood.
Like I said, I went with the Lord.
And you went with a great choice. I'm a big fan of Sybil. So thanks for bringing her on. Yes.
Because I am of yours, Chris. Thank you.
Oh,
really?
Thank you.
So now Chris is famous. This is what we're doing. You didn't even know Chris.
Did you watch the show last week?
It's an award-winning podcast.
Oh, that is true. And Chris got an award too. So you're right.
Well, allegedly. We haven't seen it delivered yet. And I watched that delivery spot in our building like a hawk. If I see person walking around out in St. Louis with an NAACP Image Award, you're going to hear about a beatdown. If somebody steals our trophy, it's getting physical.
I would scream. But wait. Speaking of which, let me tell you something. Chris, what? worth a damn up until last week.
Oh my.
That's just, and the audience knows, but Sybil, you might not know. Every time, you know, Chris has been with us from the beginning, but we don't know Chris. And you know, what? As the weeks went on, we didn't know you, Chris. As the weeks went on, he started talking, like a little bit here, interjecting, and it'd say something. Now, I thought it was cute. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cute little white boy in between the black girls saying something. That's interesting.
Little Oreo podcast there.
Yeah. It gave it a little international feel.
Flavor.
But let me tell you who didn't appreciate it.
Uh-oh.
That damn Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry didn't like it?
I don't know if it was she didn't like it or... I don't know if she was like, this is our podcast, you know, I don't know if Chris... Now, cut to last week.
Okay.
Her and Chris are doing the podcast together. Chris is on screen talking and they do it together. And then what does she say, Chris? What does she say?
Well, then cut to today's episode and she said, you know, it might just, as we get busier, it might just work if it's just Chris and whoever's available to do two funny mamas when we're busy.
Wow, Chris.
Kim's been advocating for a while. She's acting tough, but she's always...
Like, why are you hiding now? Why? You didn't shave today? What's going on?
Oh, no. I got Cedar Lewis's Miracle Buttercream in my beard. I'm primed and ready. I just didn't want to intrude on you and Sybil.
This ain't Sherry.
I mean, if I'm like a vampire, I have to be invited in.
Oh, yeah, true. Chris, come on the screen, please, so people can see. There you are. There's Chris, our local producer/co-host.
I was gonna say, like, I don't even know if it's producer at this point. Like, is it like the chaser of?
No. Chris didn't know what to put on his award for the NAACP. I called him and I said, what would you like to have on your statue? He was like, oh, wait a minute. Let me think about this. The greatest there ever was.
I love it.
I know it was ridiculous.
I
didn't believe her. I thought she was full of it first, but.
Well,
Kim is a jokester, but she don't joke like that. She wants you to, she's about the business and getting your props. Absolutely.
That's fair.
So there he is, and now Sherry is starting to accept him, I think, after we won the award.
And I like that Chris has got, like, some sparkle going on there with his shirt. And
he got bedazzled?
Yeah, he does look bedazzled. Okay. He's definitely gone for the C in the NAACP, huh?
She's funny, told you.
Thanks, Sybil. Thanks, Sybil. Great.
I want people to, if you're just tuning in or whatever, Sybil Wilkes, how long were you on the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
When Mr. Marconi first gave us radio, that's when we started the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
People don't know.
I know.
Marconi is like the big name. Either way, there's the Marconi Award still. So that's hilarious, Sybil.
He gave us radio, Kim.
I thought she was smart. Wait a minute, that's who started radio?
That's where we started, right?
I thought it was Stevie Wonder.
Who?
So go ahead, Sybil. Go ahead.
So Tom Joyner, I used to listen to growing up. He hated when I used to say that. But in Chicago, he was in Chicago radio, and that's where I grew up. And eventually I got into radio, and I was working with him. I was doing traffic for him when he was flying back and forth between Chicago and Dallas, right? And he got this opportunity to do a syndicated radio show, and he invited me to be a part of it. And that was we started in January of 94. We ended in December of 2019. So it was 25 years. Yeah.
25 years you were on the radio with Tom Joyner.
Yeah, I started out, I was 10, And then, nice. You know, I found my way, you know, into the radio.
What a great 10-year-old. Oh,
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Since leading the Tom Joyner radio show, why don't you tell our listeners and our viewers what you've been up to, girl?
Well, I tell you, Kim, it has been an interesting journey since Tom left us. And by us, I mean all of us that were a part of that crazy crew. But leaving as co-host of that show and given the opportunity by David Kanner, who was the head of Reach Media, now with Urban One. And we were able to start a newsletter. And the newsletter is in my wheelhouse in terms of news and information. And we also took what Tom taught us, and that was to super serve the African-American community, especially with news and information. And so we started a newsletter called What You Need to Know. We started it shortly before the show ended. And then we continued it into the next year, 2020. Well, you know what? Guess what? Thanks to COVID, we got fired, but we kept it going. We kept the whole radio information and newsletter information going, and we do news reports and updates for syndicated shows like D.L. Hughley and Erica Campbell and folks like that. And so we do the newsletter Monday through Friday. We have a Monday through Thursday streaming show. It's live at 7 o'clock Eastern, and it's on YouTube and Facebook Live. And bring a lot of the former comedians and folks from the Tom Joyner Morning Show to come on, and we talk about news and entertainment, things like that. So now, we're keeping it going.
But that show is What You Need to Know Monday through Thursday.
It's called It's Sybil. And that name was given to me by President Obama. So we said, oh, that's a good one. All right, let's go
hold
with
on,
that.
Hold on. It's Sybil.
Yeah.
I promise. I ain't gonna give you a name. Now you're telling me like you got knighted by the king and the queen. How you get, I promise.
So at one of the you've been invited to the White House for the Christmas parties, right? Okay, maybe you haven't.
Wow, that was a big. I'll come back on screen for that. That was. Kim, can we talk about how casually she just dropped that in there? Excuse us, Sybil.
Of course, you've been invited. Nope, not one time. Not one time did they say, "Hey, bring that Kim Whitley over to this party. We gotta have her."
You know what? I'll say they missed out on something. So let me call them and see if we can't get that to happen again.
Oh my gosh. You know what, Sybil? Kim got disinvited from an Obama event thanks to Erykah Badu, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That was the birthday party, right?
Party in Martha's Vineyard. I'm always close, but I did get invited to the White House for the Easter egg roll. I did do that with Josh.
Oh, cool. Aww. Okay, so that was nice.
Okay, so I didn't get knighted. I'll tell you that much.
Well, over the years, good night. It'll do you good. Over the years, we have been a part of the Obama administration and reporting and interviews and things like that. So we were invited to the Christmas parties at the White House. And one Christmas, there's the section at the end of the party where you are given an opportunity to take a picture with the president and the first lady. And mm-hmm. so you give them your name and the person introduces you. And so my best friend Yolanda and I are walking up, and before the person could really introduce me, the president said, "Oh, it's Sybil."
What? That's what the president said.
I promise you. I promise.
That's fine. I had that moment too with the kids. That's all I got. The kids.
And so we took that, and that's how we got the name It's Sybil for our Monday through Thursday streaming show.
So they can find that on YouTube, right?
Yes. YouTube and Facebook Live, and then on my YouTube channel. Absolutely.
It's Sybil. Now, can you please tell people how to subscribe to your newsletter?
So it's very easy because it's free. All you have to do is go to SybilWilks.com, and that's Sybil like the crazy girl, Wilks like John Wilkes Booth, and sign up, gives your name and your email address, and it'll be in your email box. Yeah, Chris, that's how I introduced myself for years. But here's the thing, Chris.
Pop that graphic up.
Right now,
Wilks like Sybil Wilks. John, that's all you need to know.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, but here's the thing. Now I'm so old that, no, I'm kidding. But people just know, they don't know who John Wilkes Booth was. And a lot of them don't know who Sybil was from the Sally Field movie, right? And so it's like, what? So anyway, it's SybilWilkes.com. Give us your name, your email address, and we'll have it in your email box every Monday through Friday morning. And it's free.
And I love it. And it's free, and it has all the information you need to know what's going on. Easy read. Yeah.
I think it is. And for people who are challenged and don't like to read, we also have an audio version that goes along with it.
She said challenged.
There's something about comedians, Chris, and you know this. It's not so much of pen and paper and books. So we have an audio version for people like Kim and J. Anthony Brown. And so
I didn't know about the audio version. How can I get it? Because then I can listen to it in the car.
Because she doesn't listen to anything in the car.
In the newsletter, you just hit, there's an audio, see an audio button. And we break down what the stories are for that day.
Oh, I'm definitely clicking on that.
Kim, yeah. Sybil, you all both did radio together.
Yes.
Right? Is there anything... I guess it would be a paycheck is the answer. Is there anything that would bring you back to big time radio, or are you kind of over that whole format? It feels like it's such a, just a, it's a lot of work to do a big time radio show like that.
Well, she's used to it. She did it for 25 years. Let me tell you something. Doing radio from the West Coast.
That's the hard part.
Morning radio
from the West Coast is, and I did it for several years. I lived in LA, and and it was me and the hookers going to work, or they were coming home, and actually, and I was going to work because we went on the air at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's brutal. It really is brutal. It's crazy. So that's the hard part. I miss radio. I still miss it, Kim. I don't know about you. But we had what Tom put together, Chris, was something so special.
Yeah.
With all of the personalities, the chemistry, everything that came together, it was so very special. And it may never come back in that form, but it's something that I just absolutely love radio to the point where I would do it in a heartbeat. Oh, and I would like to be better compensated than I was over the years. But absolutely.
That's a tough one in radio, isn't it? Isn't it? Because they'll just be like, we'll go get somebody for cheaper that's you know, willing to do just as much or more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, but I miss, and working with Kim and Sherry was just, it was indescribable. It was so much fun.
How many times did you have to save us though? How many times? Like you don't even understand, Chris. Like, we'll say something crazy and then she'll text us and be like, I need you to drop that. Don't keep going down that road. You're going to get everybody canceled.
Give me an example. Was it okay, just an inappropriate topic, or was it just the wrong Hollywood gossip?
Well, no. I was trying to preserve their dignity. because sometimes, and here's the thing. When you come on with Tom Joyner or somebody of that ilk, you want to just give them everything you got. And Tom will take it, and then the next thing you know, you're sitting on the side of the road going, how did I get here? And so I was trying to, you know, I was trying to help them not, you know, spill all their goodies at one time and be left high and dry. And so that was a lot of it. And then some of it is just radio stuff, you know, in terms of the way that, you know, when the mics are open, and even when they are, you think that the mics aren't open, and yet you're talking and talking and talking. It's like, we're live, ladies. We're on air.
What? Like, it was kind of like the intro to the show today. It's like, hey, we are.
Yeah.
We're doing a show.
Let me tell you something. Right. And don't forget, we're sleepy.
Yeah, sure.
And there's that.
Oh, there's the Sybil. They're talking about a story. I'm over there like this.
I know that, Kim.
And that's in the middle of the day.
Yeah, no, that's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what it was. And Sherry, she would be sleeping. They would come to us because sometimes we're in Los Angeles. Sybil's in Dallas. Tom was in Dallas or Miami.
Miami, yep.
Right, so now we're in the station by ourselves. We had an engineer, like we had Kia, and then we had the guy.
And Roy,
yeah, I loved Roy. Let me tell you something. We would be over there knocking out, and all of a sudden you hear somebody or throw something at you. We like this, yeah. I remember one time Sherry woke up. Remember, do you remember when she yelled in the mic? Sherry was
Sherry woke up in the middle of a story and it was very serious, and Sherry goes, let's take LA out for a second and then we'll regroup and come back. But bless their hearts, because a lot of this, Chris, they were coming from the comedy clubs. They've been out working, and then they would come, maybe take a nap at the studio, and then get on the air.
And that's hilarious, because last week on the show, if I'm sure people are commenting about it right now, Sherry straight up fell asleep, and I thought she was joking. I go, Sherry. And she goes, kind of came to, and it was B flat was on. So I go, and that's another reason Sherry was like agreeing. She was like, Chris, funny mamas. And we not kicked off. We told Sherry, like, go, we'll close out the show. Like, go.
Right? Yeah.
I get it. It's you all are busy people. It makes sense. I get it.
And bless their hearts.
On the podcast.
Sorry, Kim, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I caught myself because I was like this.
There was a time that C. Mickey, shout out to C. Mickey, Sybil, we had to scrap an entire episode because Kim was a little bit, she was a little tired.
Is that the lost episode?
It is, and it's there. We said we'll save it. We can do a heavy edit on it if we ever need a backup.
I was asleep the whole, I was like this. Yeah. bad.
Bless your heart. That's tough. That's tough. You're running in 1,000 different directions.
Yes.
Sybil, I'm curious with the two of you, and I'm gonna catch heat for interviewing you. Basically, I'm curious what this show. Do you guys have any favorite comedians? Kim, do you actually like interviewing people? Like Sybil, I bet you do. I love interviewing people. I'll talk to somebody for an hour and a half, find out how they grew up, all that stuff. Kim, I don't think that you love it, but do you have a favorite interview that you did?
First of all, I love interviewing For the record, I enjoy interviewing everyday people. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Interviewing celebrities, I enjoy talking to everyday people. Everyone has a story. Celebrities, I never know if they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
you don't want to bring it out of them.
You can, but you usually only have so much time. And if they're sticking to the story, or their publicist has said, do not ask them. Like when I did old drama, and they were like, you can't ask OJ nothing about the trial. I was like, then why is he here?
Right. Yeah, we're not. Right. We're not talking Broncos. Like, come
right,
on, man.
Right. Right.
What about you, Sybil?
Yeah, I like it.
I like him. I like it. I that's what I do. I interview people. And so I do have some favorites, some celebrities. Like Patti LaBelle is probably one of my all-time favorites. And you know Patti because she's one of the most genuine and down-to-earth people and that I've ever done. I like the politicians. I like the ability to talk to Mrs. Obama. That's been a great opportunity. And even when the president was running for the presidency, and talking to him in a small office in South Carolina, before a South Carolina primary, it's good like that. But even like Kim has come to recognize that she really can girlfriend it with a lot of people. And that's when they kind of relax. And when you can, and Chris, you know this too, when you hit that sweet spot, there might just be one question that you ask. Like I remember Kim interviewed the vice president's sister as she was running for the office. And she did a really great job. And it was one question she asked and her sister just kind of opened up and then couldn't shut her up by the time it was over. So it's when you hit that question and hit that sweet spot, that's magic.
Nailed it. Really, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Kim, were you proud during that moment? Do you remember that exact moment? I bet you do.
That she opened up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember because first it was very, and then
very
it was
stayed. Yep.
Right. And then all of a sudden she was like,
all of a sudden you were hanging out on a Saturday with your pal.
Right. Yeah. And having a couple of beverages of the adult kind. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And it was fun, I didn't get invited to the Christmas party, but
here's the saving grace, Kim. They haven't had one.
Oh, because it's right, COVID. Appreciate that. I was wondering.
Wait till this year. Wait till this year. You'll get it.
Oh, let me text you.
I'll call the VP's office and make sure you get. I'm kidding.
It's Sybil. She's a power broker in Dallas. Oh my goodness.
Which tells you how big it really isn't. Okay. Dallas.
Right.
Kim,
there it is.
What if we invite the vice president and then First Lady Obama on for the 100th episode? Sybil, can you make that happen?
You know what? I'll have my people get started on that right away.
I figured you were the woman for the job, so thank you.
You're talking another award. That'll be next year's award.
Let them know that Kim, Sherry, and Chris Denman, obviously.
Winners of Best Lifestyle Podcast.
What do you think of that category?
Image Awards. I love that. I love that.
It's self-help, all right.
Damn, Chris, really?
you're kind of left on your own there to help yourself. Yeah.
Look, that's why you're choking right there. I'm gonna write that down.
Whew, man.
I would like to know, Sybil, do you think this war is going to get out of hand and really affect the United States? What are your thoughts?
I really do. It's sad to say that I think that if it does not bring about World War III, we're going to come as close as this country has ever known. Beyond the Cuban Missile Crisis and in JFK administration, all of those things that have happened with North Korea and things like that. This is with a man. We are at war because I think in our alliance with Ukraine and NATO, we are at war with a man who just doesn't give a damn what the outcome is. Which is a lot like what we probably would have faced during the previous administration. But Putin doesn't care. He's lost thousands of Russian soldiers who didn't even know why they were there. They thought they were doing a part of war games or, you know, strategic play. But he just doesn't care. He doesn't give a damn. And all he wants to do is to rule the world. And so, and when you have somebody like that, we are going to come very close to it, I'm afraid. So unless these negotiations that are going on behind the scenes continue and start to take some form. But what a rock star the Ukrainian president has become. I mean, this guy, who would have thought, you know, a guy who's like a Saturday Night Live performer, you know, decides, we've had people who have had no experience, but this is a guy, you know, who decided to run for president, and he's changed the face of politics and certainly our opinion of Ukraine.
Sybil, I was going to say, do you have a U.S. version of that? Do we have anybody that could fill that type of role, a sketch player or a comedian that could?
I think you work with two of them every week.
Well, that was what I was about to say, but I didn't want to say who would be president, who would be vice, because I didn't want to hurt any feelings.
I think we could have the first of its kind. We could have co-presidents.
Sherry
Kim
wouldn't
do
that.
Monday.
Sherry's going to say, go on, be Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah, she's on a roll now.
Yeah, she got the power. She got the power. Okay, so Kim, you don't mind playing second banana. Trust me, it's a second banana all my life. It's not bad from here.
Could I be the what's the husband's name? What's the title?
Second gentleman.
Second gentleman. May I be the second gentleman, Kim?
Hey, you working on it? You act right.
All right.
Here's a question, Sybil.
Hey.
Will we be around April 30th whenever Sherry opens up for Kim and Babyface here in St. Louis? Because Kim Whitley is allegedly coming to St. Louis for that.
What date is it?
Oh, she's coming.
I forgot all about that.
April
to St. Louis.
Well, April 30th, put that in my calendar. I think
it's been put in her calendar five times. I even put together, don't tell Sherry, I even put together something for a sponsored brunch, meaning Kim would literally make money coming here to hang out. And I still can't get a solid.
You know what? If it was about Sherry making some money, she would be there. If it wasn't already her gig. But Kim is like, you know, what do I have to do? Oh, Joshua's got nothing, but right. I don't feel like doing anything either. So, no, I can't come.
And then she'll pop up in Atlanta on Instagram.
Right.
Oh, the ball.
That was good. Come on.
That was good. Okay. That was good.
It was okay.
Kim, it's a Saturday night. April 30th is a Saturday night. You got to be there.
This is the thing. I was supposed to be.
See?
Sybil, you want to host a brunch and get paid by Remy Martin?
Oh, it's a check? That's good, because I just passed on a check in Chattanooga for that date. And see, I didn't see it on my calendar. And Siobhan didn't say nothing about it. She was like, come on to go to Chattanooga. She didn't say, oh, you got something in St. Louis that's going to pay you. When I tell you, people don't tell you all the information.
Sybil, don't.
I know.
Kim's a great actor. She really is.
Yeah. And I know Siobhan. I know Siobhan is about her business and Kim's business. So, no. Sorry, Kim.
Missed that one then. But I'll be there. I don't think she knows there's any money involved. I'll be there. Is it more than $100, Chris?
And all the Remy you can drink.
Yeah.
Did you say it's close?
I got it real close. I'm really good at negotiating.
How close, Chris?
Chris,
how close?
If she signs autographs, get you 80 cash. And half off your brunch plate. Well, half off.
You really do have a history on radio, don't you, Chris?
No, let's talk about like what a program director or a station person, they would tell you that's what you get, then they would pocket it because they're scumbags. Like, that's how that would work. They would tell the client that the talent was receiving $10,000, then the talent would get $150 and a free brunch ticket, and they'd have to pay for parking still. And then they that's how radio works. Am I right, Kim? You guys are, Kim, you went into it as a star, so you probably didn't see quite as much of that.
You don't have those days, you know, where you would hopefully get, you know, some sort of gig on a Thursday night or even like a Monday or Tuesday night at a club, you know, come on out and, you know, we'll hang out and have a party. And five or six people show up, you know, and they're like, well, you know, we're basing this upon your pay upon how many people you were able to bring out.
And stuff. Showed up.
They didn't tell you beforehand. Yeah.
No. That is bad. No, Kim came on as a star and remains and just gotten bigger and better ever since.
It was a good training ground, if nothing else.
Kim, you know what? I thought about you when you were doing a story not too long ago about Dolly Parton. And I don't know, Chris has seen you as Dolly Parton. We used to do these costumes on the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage. And so we did music icons. And Kim, bless her heart, so not Dolly Parton. The closest they come is skin color, perhaps. But she put on her big girl Dolly Parton pants and did the whole Dolly Parton costume and everything and played it and the whole, you know, the parade and everything else. She was awesome.
Do you have photos of this?
I think we can find them, yeah.
Well, we're pre-recording this, as the fans know, so... Hopefully, we're gonna flash those photos on the screen.
You know who has all the photos and shows them to me once a week? Amy. Sure. You know, Joshua's godmother, Amy.
Oh,
I need to.
She was right there. Yeah.
She has me pull up. She was like, "This right here was one of the funniest things," and she'll be like, look at you, because I did a video when we were in the back room changing. I had this itty-bitty little guitar made of wood. Who made our costumes? Ian,
he's a master costume designer in Hollywood, yeah.
And he made it, so
Ian Carter.
And I was playing it, and that was my voice, and I said, and they were in, and Amy was laughing so hard, and I said, you know, I met this little bitty boy named Michael Jackson. And I was just telling all kind of story. I was like, I wrote A, B, C, easy.
Those were good times. Those were such good times.
We were back there cracking up. Do you hear me?
And here's the thing, Chris, no alcohol involved. That's
what
Kim.
Kills me. That's amazing. Yeah. Sherry and Kim both, and Sybil, I'm sure you too. It's wild. The comfort you have with, man, it's fantastic.
It's incredible. And yeah, Sherry too. She did Tina Turner justice too.
Sherry can sing.
Oh, yeah, she's all right.
I was waiting for that. I was going to say, incoming negative comment. No,
insert here.
Mm-hmm. Time favorite. I like to say it's called. I remade this and I sold this to him too, but nobody knows. It's my first time talking about it. Sitting on the back of the bay. I was singing at first and I sold it to him. I've also written for everyone. Oh, and there was a little boy from Gary, Indiana. I wrote him a song for him and sold it to his parents. And he was famous off this song. I wrote this one too. A, B, C. Yes, 1, 2, 3, to the country. I wrote that for him.
What was the think before you started?
I was just tuning up my guitar. I also wrote this one, you all might know it. This is really, I mean, this really made me proud. Oh, say, can you see? All right, Sybil, it is that time in the show where we like to support a Black business. It's time for
Support. I love that.
That's right, Kim. You've got Sherelle Anderson joining the show today. You can follow her company, Amazing Culture, on Instagram at Amazing Culture Fedora on Instagram. Check it out. And AmazingCulture.com is the website. Sherelle, welcome to Two Funny Mamas.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, thank you all so much for having me today.
You look fabulous.
How beautiful ladies doing.
Great. Yes, how are you?
I'm amazing.
Yes, you are.
Amazing. The name of her company is Amazing Culture. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is what we do in the show. Hold on 1 second. Hello.
Hilarious. Welcome. You're getting a true introduction to Two Funny Mamas, Sherelle. We're here to talk about your hats.
Oh,
and
okay.
Kim's got Michelle Obama on the other line.
That's what happens on the show. Sorry, I didn't mean it to happen on your segment, but girl, you know, we keep it real. Sybil know how I am. But that was I had to answer the phone. You know, I'm by myself. But wait, tell everybody, Sherelle, what your company is. We have listeners and we have viewers. Can you please tell us about your company?
Describe your company.
Absolutely. So Amazing Culture is a fedora designer, fedora company. I am an artist. My canvas are hats. I take a regular hat and create masterpieces. Every one of them are unique. Each one of them are handcrafted. I like to tell people, you're never going to get the same one because it's my hands and not a carbon copy, not a Xerox machine. I might be telling my age by saying that, but yeah, this is all unique. And I absolutely love art. It has no rules. You have fun. You express yourself. Depending on how you feel is what color you put on, what style you wear. And it's amazing. You know, no matter how you feel, I never say I'm okay. I never say, oh, I'm good. I'm always amazing no matter how I feel, because I'm going to talk my way into being amazing. That's what we're created for. So Amazing Culture is an upscale designer fedora company.
Oh, well, not being like the next guy is a lot like Kim. You know,
hey,
she's
Sybil,
just like, however Sybil, she wakes up, however he wants to do it.
Hey, Sybil, I got to run to the bathroom. Can you help me up?
Are you kidding? Sybil, are you serious? How well do you know Kim Whitley?
Very well. To know that, I'm not surprised by that, Chris.
Okay, so Kim, go ahead, Sybil.
While Kim's gone on a potty break, tell us about your business. How long you've been doing this? How did you get started?
All right, so I'm going to condense how I got started.
Okay.
I've been an artist since I was a little girl. I mean, as far as 2 years old. Wow. And I've always loved art. I love always creating different things, taking things apart and putting it back together. So the fact that I am a designer of hats is something that I was pushed into by God. And I can only say it like that because I had no choice in the matter. I was actually approached by someone that asked me to put my name on her hats. And that only lasted 20 minutes when my big old personality and my no rules came out. She's like, no, it's not a good fit. I'm like, you're absolutely right. And my husband said, remember what God told you? He said, you don't need anybody. You have what you need. I gave it to you already to do what you need to do. And immediately I began calling myself the upscale celebrity hat designer. And believe it or not, we will be 1 year old June the 7th.
Wow.
So we're only months old. We're international. We have hats all across the world. we're almost at 500 designs sold. And so, you know, this is definitely my purpose.
So, Sheryl, how does this work? Do we come to you? Awesome.
What a...
Yes, I love that body
brace. Nice move. Nice move. Hope she washed her hands before she did that. But
yeah,
that's
great.
Nice.
Point.
No, isn't that great? So the phone rang. It was a delivery. Something clicked in my brain. When we went to Wendy Williams, we had to shift the hats back. So something said, I bet you it's the boxes from Wendy Williams. No, I grabbed these. I was like, I gotta go to bed. I grabbed these, but I almost cut my finger off. They taped them. I was cutting it, and then boom! Look at God.
That look at there.
Hey, I love it.
That is so great.
And I would incredible. Never have done Brilliant. That unless I knew Sybil. Of course.
Look at God. Look at God.
I'm serious, right? Oh, you look so amazing, Kim.
And she hasn't seen it on me because my hair was up at Wendy Williams.
Right.
I could look at
you. You are just holding him. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Sheryl, how does that work? Do you meet the people and then you design the hats, or you just design and if we like it, then we buy it? You know, we get in touch with you and order it.
Well, what happened when we met, I met Kim at a cigar bar a couple of weeks ago.
Of course. Where else?
Now.
Yeah, sure.
Where else? Right. I love them. She was there. I approached her and we just clicked immediately. And she said, I got to have them. So I said, you know what? Let's do it. She loved almost everything that she saw, probably everything she saw on Kim. Oh, and yes. The producer of the Wendy Show sent me her colors and said, these are the two that we like her to have. So two designs that was already on the website. But of course I had to give her, you know, the Kim flair. I couldn't just give her the regular. I had to give her the Kim extra love on there. And so I added that to Kim's. The other one, I created that color because those colors didn't come in the size. And so it's kind of tricky. You got to know the size. You got to make sure.
Why you got to say it like that?
Well, because your hair was up. Your hair was up.
Because we got big head.
I got a big head. That's why.
That's what she told me. She said, I got a big head, Sheryl. So I knew to prepare for that. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I couldn't believe this hat fits. I got a huge head.
It was supposed to fit. The purpose was there. Oh, my goodness. And you look amazing.
So cool.
So people order mostly online all the time. And it just works out that it always fits. I ship it to them. They pay for it. I ship it to them. And they love it. I mean, the reviews are just amazing. I'm just blown away.
And how can people reach out to you?
I am at amazingculture.com. It's AHMAZING.com. So you can subscribe to my website, find out all the information that you need, whether it's announcing like the Wendy Show with Kim and Finesse, or a discount sale, or a new item, or anything that's going on in the life of Amazing Culture. You find that with subscribing, as well as I'm on TikTok. I have so much fun on TikTok. On Instagram, Amazing Culture Fedora. Just remember, it's AHMAZING. Now, I need everybody to know how to say it because you got to feel it.
Right.
No,
right.
That's good. We have listeners also, so that's very important that our listeners ran outside and got my hat, y'all. That's what happened.
I can't wait to place my order. I can't wait to go on and see it because I'm a hat person. But these are just out. I told you earlier I was fangirling because I just love your look.
Look at that.
Oh my goodness.
Nice.
That's the inside of the hat. And for our listeners, beautiful silk.
She does the work inside the brim. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes. So the peacock is like my spirit animal. I actually have a peacock sitting in my corner. I have it tattooed on me. I told you I love art, right?
Did you feed the peacock?
I do. I feed her every day. She actually loves hats. That's her energy.
I love her energy. So, what size you think you wear?
Whatever you wear times two, probably.
Never. That's a tire.
Someone told me around Kim.
Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know what that is. And you know what? I give each and every one of them a unique touch. Let me tell you, it's nothing you're going to find anywhere. And I love that about Amazing Culture. It's not something that I sit down and try to figure out what to do. I just see it before it's created. And God has shown me different techniques, different paint techniques that I do, different, you know, it's just amazing. And sometimes I'm literally blown away. I'll sit there
it's not
like,
amazing.
Okay, really, God, this is what we're doing today? So, yeah.
Amazing. That's awesome.
I guess I'm interested in is it more female customers or male customers?
I have both. So I have a lot of men that order this.
Oh,
I have a lot of men that order this one and women. So it's really unisex. This one right here, I had on at one of the cigar bars and someone bought it off my head. I said, now what if I was having a bad hair day? He reminded me what's funny. Because he reminded me, he said, well, you said fedoras are not for bad hair days. It's a lifestyle. That's my motto. So he threw it right back at me. So I said, okay.
Wow.
And he bought it right off of my head. It's you know, so it just all depends on what you love.
Yeah.
This one and this one is similar. It's just different types of brims, you know. So
it just all depends. Too.
Thank you. This one is too big for me, but.
But it's a smaller brim. I love that.
It's a small, and this is a pencil brim.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it kind of goes up a little bit.
Nice.
So it's nice decorative here.
Nice. Kim, I don't know why you look like Rebecca Sunnybrook Farm with your hat back on your head like that. But, okay.
Yeah. I put it back on my head like I am, you know, back on the farm. I need to raise
back on the ranch.
Yes.
So
it looks good on you though, no matter how you wear it.
That's true.
Well, thank you. So the Wendy appearance, did it help you any way, or people knew about you? Did anybody see it that asked you anything? Your friends see it?
A lot of people saw it. I mean, our website was blowing up like bing, 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 bing. That's all we heard. We have gotten tons of phone calls. We've gotten several orders just from the Wendy Show. People are like, oh my God, I know somebody famous. I saw you on the Wendy Williams Show.
And
they're like, you didn't tell me you're going to be on Wendy Williams Show. I was screaming and people in my house didn't know what was going on. It's really been life changing. First of all, I had never been to New York.
And
never been in New York, right? I'm almost 50 and never been to New York. So the whole experience was just really, really amazing, life changing. And we've gotten a lot of offers and invitations. We're going to an event this Saturday from someone that we met in New York from the Wendy Williams Show. So
That's the way it should be. And women helping women and folks and doing the you know, passing the hat, if you will.
Sybil, absolutely.
Sybil, come on.
She said no pun intended.
Chris, come on.
Really?
No pun
even
intended.
For you, Chris. Okay.
No, that's there's only room for a couple corny jokes to show, and you're taking my bet.
Okay. I'm loving this.
Kim, I gotta tell the people, obviously you can see the graphics up on the screen, but if you want to support Sherelle, go to the website, amazingculture.com. That's amazingculture.com. That's the website. On Instagram, at amazingculturefedora on Instagram. Amazingculturefedora on Instagram. And that's Sherelle. Awesome. Supporter.
Thank you so much.
Well, we love having you. Thank you so much for being on Two Funny Mamas. We appreciate you.
No, thank you. What an amazing opportunity. Thank you. Women empowering women is just really dear to my heart. And so I greatly appreciate you. I told you, Kim, I think we girlfriends already. So I appreciate you.
Be careful what you ask for.
Okay. I know that's right. Sybil.
Oh. And inadvertently, Kim, she's got a jealous Sherry Shepherd on her hands because Sybil got to hang out and Sherry likes a good fedora.
Yeah, she does.
I don't even want to. It's going to be a mess. So whatever. She missed out. She can meet you next time, girl. But thank you so much for being on the show. And keep in touch and let us know how you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you again. Great meeting you, Sybil. Thank you
My
again,
pleasure.
Kim. See Take you all care, soon.
Well, I got to stay in touch with her because we do that in our newsletter, What You Need to Know newsletter. So I'd like to have her on our newsletter as well. That would be great.
Oh, thank you. Thank Yay. You. I'd be so Yay. Honored.
Absolutely.
I will send your information over to Sybil for What You Need to Know. In her,
okay.
Which we'll be talking about on this podcast, so you'll get to hear it.
All right.
Okay, cool things.
Beautiful.
Cool things.
Well,
you keep
you,
on
girl.
Being beautiful in your new fedora. I'm loving
okay.
it.
Thank
you.
I'm loving it.
Thanks,
Bye-bye,
Cheryl.
Y'all. All right.
Bye.
Kim's reading something. I'm going to get to know Sybil a little bit better. What brought you to Dallas? Radio?
Yeah, it was working with Joyner. Like I said, we were working together. I was his traffic person, and he told me about the deal that he got and wanted me to come. And so that was, I moved here on Thanksgiving weekend of 93. And a month later, January of 94, we started the show. And I've lived elsewhere, but always come back to Dallas. And for the weather, you can't really beat it, especially January, February. So, Chicago.
Mm-mm. Wait, watch Kim.
All right.
Let's wait.
You see me?
Okay.
Just wait.
Yes.
What?
Are you getting the pictures or are you
arranging
for...
Oh, is that what's happening?
Are you arranging for a date later? What's going on?
I'm asking Amy for the...
Oh, that's great. Okay, so Sybil, let's keep getting to know each other. She's been so Kim's being very productive. I'm proud of you, Kim, because you're the best. All right, Sybil, I gotta know this part. Okay, so Sherry's getting the show. Everybody knows that's starting in September. Prediction, and Kim, don't influence the prediction. Does Kim Whitley live in Los Angeles past 2022?
Ooh. That's a good question. Well, Kim's got enough money to live in New York and California. She's savvy enough.
That's why April 30th. I gotta
you gotta
do it right.
Up your game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yep,
yeah.
That's right.
At least go 150.
Look, I chipped in myself. Yeah.
but I see them, you know, being able to work together. Absolutely, in the same city. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them.
What about the same show?
I would love that.
Can you imagine?
I would absolutely. Oh my God. Is America, is the world ready for that? Yes, we are. We need it. I want it. Bring it on.
It would be off the chain.
What would it be? Would it be a talk show or Sybil? How about this? How about a sketch show? A sketch show with these two hosting it, do some stuff in between. I don't know.
And have them. And see, I love the way Chris is like producing this next.
Because he's trying to get a piece.
That's right. That's right. There's proof of ownership and concept.
That's right.
So now we have this on this.
That's
so
hysterical.
Midcoast Media is now a production partner. So
that's right. That's right.
You know,
in partnership with Midcoast Media. What the hell is Midcoast Media?
Don't worry about him. He's on a yacht.
Oh, honey, look, Sybil knows people like that. Be careful.
That's how it works.
He bought an old yacht from an oligarch.
Oh, no. Yeah. oligarch couldn't get home. had to sell the boat to get a Southwest flight back to St. Petersburg.
I think that's... Florida.
There's a lot of Russian people in Florida too.
Oh,
hilarious, Sybil. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad Kim neglected my 25 person roster. Much you. I'm so happy. I like that a lot. It's been a minute since I've been in Dallas. I know Kim's been there recently, and I think Kim, are you performing there, or you were supposed to perform there?
Arlington somewhere.
Arlington Improv, probably.
Improv. Yep.
I'm not sure when though.
I'm curious how much Dallas has changed, like since 93. Like it's like a major place.
It's major. And I will tell you, Chris, we just did a story not too long ago in the What You Need to Know newsletter, how people are moving to cities and states, cities in Texas, but Dallas. I want to say that for every 10 people that moved out of California, 1 in 10 or 2 in 10 moved to Dallas-Fort Worth.
I was just
telling Sybil this beforehand. I do a bunch of stuff with Jack Daniels, and one of the people I work with just got promoted, and he got moved to Dallas. Like, it's people in those positions that they get those good jobs, and they find Dallas to be just an amazing place to live. So I was genuinely curious.
Toyota has come and made this a headquarters. JCPenney was a headquarters for their business. And of course, American Airlines has been forever. And so they're, you know, constant influx of new people and new businesses. And even, you know, the technology is really big, especially in the Austin area.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Austin, too.
That's where C. Mickey lives.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, that's a big one. No, it's very interesting to see that. Austin, Houston, and Dallas seem to be, and especially St. Louis people, I swear, Houston and Atlanta has a grip on successful people from St. Louis going, I'm going to check out Houston or Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're like, enough with St. Louis.
How many planes do you have to take to get to St. Louis? Is it one flight or is it going, is it like one of them little country towns I'm going to take two planes?
First of all.
You are so wrong. First of all.
Oh, Miss Big Celebrity, will you be flying private into Chesterfield? Is that what you're asking?
I might. Sometimes I like to take commercial to stay grounded.
She does. Sybil, she's a woman of the people.
Little people.
She's a woman of the people.
Little people.
So Kim, you're probably gonna take Spirit doesn't come here. So
he knows I love Spirit.
She'll do that. Why? No, if you fly out of LAX, sure. Yeah, that's a straight shot.
Yeah, okay. because American took over TWA. That was St. Louis.
You just brought back my childhood. The Rams played at the TWA Dome here.
Right.
On TWA. That is great. Okay, Chris, let's hear some great stuff. You have any comments from the fans?
Oh, wow. Look at Kim running a show, Sybil. That's what we call
getting pictures. She's doing, you know, all the post-production stuff.
You got to. That's what I was telling Chris. You got to be very careful because I used to sit back and let Sherry run everything. Now she's slipping. So I had to step up.
She's slipping out the door going to her own show.
Slipping right out the door.
The show about two black mothers sharing funny moments now has a white guy with no children. I don't know how the wheels stay on, but they do. I mean, it's something. You want comments from your YouTube channel that continues growing. And no, for the 500th time, I understand why you ask, but I've been assured by the host of the Sherry Show, Sherry Shepherd, and Kim, the podcast shall continue.
Yay.
Yes.
If anything, awesome. Kim, real quick, if anything, I need to stop saying real quick. If anything,
you don't like to hear a man say that either, Chris.
And trust me, I don't. No. I think Sherry's going to actually have a better schedule because she's going to be forced to have every minute of her day planned. Seriously, I see how hard you all work when you go fill in on Wendy. I don't think there's going to be an option to not have every minute mapped out. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Her day off, I mean, what's she going to be doing? Getting another
deadline? What's a day off?
Probably, yeah. Right.
Right.
Doing the Tonight Show with somebody.
She'll be all right.
Okay, here's some comments. So last week, Sherry, look, I want to watch Kim's face, Sybil. Oh. So the topic was give Sherry some ideas for her show. And I thought some listeners gave some great suggestions. Lori would like to see B-flat as a regular character on the show.
Not a regular person, but a character.
B-flat is a character. You know B-flat, Sybil? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He is a character.
As a regular character on the show, Sherry B-Flat's personality is infectious and amazing with such laughter and joy. Please have her help with the set design. She'll make it represent you perfectly. So B-Flat does Tighten Up Tuesdays, and it's a big focus of, you know, DIY. Listen, we can't have B making a set out of old tuna cans like that. B will get in there. It'll look immaculate, but there's a budget. There is a budget. Sherry is doing the Kim today. I was talking about last week, walking away from the screen. That's from Darletha. Shout out to Darletha.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
What? Out of the sight. Yeah.
It's a regular occurrence on the Two Funny Mamas. I get up.
I know.
And I leave.
I'm like, where is she going? What is she? But I've experienced it. I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's something. Okay, couple more comments here. Sherry was so sleepy, hang in there. Aww. Sorry about this.
I saw her caught.
Now, here's a question that I'll have a follow-up question for you, Kim, about. D says, Sherry should take some of the TFM format into her new talk show. Do you, as 49% owner of Two Funny Mamas, do you then have intellectual property rights to that format? Will we see a Sherry versus Kim property, wow, intellectual property?
Oh, dispute. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I need to contact my lawyers now. I'm going to look out for this. Sherry is going to win by any means necessary.
She will.
But here's the thing. She's got a longer history with lawyers, even in divorce court, than you do. So, you know, you need to tighten up your whole legal staff there. Just saying.
Yeah, that's horrible, but true. Yes.
Wait. Sybil.
quick.
So you don't need lawyers for ended engagements?
Oh, really, Chris?
That was a follow-up, and it was funny because you came out ahead because you met
me. Did you have free engagement agreements, Kim? Or you just got to keep all 17 rings?
17? She said, I have a necklace now.
She's Tom Brady.
Oh, and I'm coming back.
She's coming. She's going to say I'm back after she comes to St. Louis.
Tom Brady, he needs some mental evaluation. He is tripping. Yeah.
All right, I got one more from Rita. And Sybil, this is for you. Rita says, Sherry thinks this is a great idea to have friends on that are at odds with each other and begin solving on the show. Please have B-Flat be part of the show. She has great ideas. Wow, a lot of love for B-Flat last week.
Yeah, she's got a lot of love. She deserves it, too. She's amazing.
Do you think that's a good segment for a daytime TV show?
To have friends to resolve beef?
Sherry's the, friendship judge?
No, you don't do that till your ratings start slipping.
Wow.
Right.
and then you become a stand-up comedian / radio star, TV host, and then you have a judge show. Okay, so
I've got some photos too. I got some photos that we're gonna share here in just a second. Logan, I'm gonna email these to you. Go ahead, Kim, sorry.
I'm thinking that Sherry is going to open, she's going to have her own format. I'm believing it's going to be high energy. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't think Sherry is going to do anything kind of predictable. I think she's going to I don't think it's going to be the Wendy format. I believe Sherry, because she is a stand-up, right, she will have, like all talk shows, have the monologue in the front. I think it's going to be fast paced and fun. I can imagine it. I'm pretty sure some days it'll be a cooking segment. Some days it'll be this and that.
Cha-Cha is doing dancing and stuff and roller skating, all the stuff she loves to do. Yeah. Incorporating her energy into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know about the beef, but I love the addition of Kim as well as B-Flat. I think Kim should be a regular, if not, maybe you be her Ed McMahon and then venture off into.
I tried to tell him.
Sybil.
I keep getting this spam call. Hold on. Hello, who is this?
Put it on speaker.
No, they keep hanging up. They just want to get my number so I can block them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
All. And now Amy is sending videos. I'm not playing the video, Amy.
Well, we got the photos that we'll show. Sorry, Kim. I keep interrupting. Okay. Sorry.
No. Amy thinks it's funny. No.
Do you know?
No, She plays the video for me every time I see her. She's like, look at you being Dolly Parton. Because it is ridiculous. The whole video is like, and I got my other part, and I say, I also wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Because, you know, Dolly Parton has written everything, and now she don't want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
She's like, I'm not worthy. Really?
Dolly. I know the woman. She was at the Grammy Museum for a long time. I know the woman that she's a curator and VP. I can't remember her title, but she's curator. It's a woman named Waka Amwusa. She's the curator of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get a Two Funny Mamas exclusive on that, because what's the deal with that? Because I'm sorry, right. She wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You in the same day. In the same day, and you don't belong in the Hall of Fame. Come on.
That was deep. That was.
That's
that was crazy. So LL Cool J can be in there. He's not a rock and roller,
right?
Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't you be in there? You
know? All the black folks that have never done rock and roll in their lives. I mean, great musicians, but not that genre. Come on,
right?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Here, blow this up. Real fast. I said
here
real fast.
Is.
Put Kim and Sybil. Put Kim and Sybil on screen.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
Let's blow this up.
Oh my God. Look at this foolishness, Sybil.
Thank you, Logan.
So Chris, that is at the end of the parade and where they bring us to this thing in the middle of the
That's
ship.
That's in Miami.
Actually, it's on, and we're in the middle of the ocean at that point.
Oh, wow.
He's crazy.
What's that?
No, it's on the ship in the middle of the ocean. Stop trying to read signs.
Who says that? Stop trying to read like you're fancy.
So it was, there's a sponsorship around every corner. So it might have been, sponsored by them. But that is where we come at the end of it. And that is Kim standing there with her lit guitar. And she's probably lit too.
Yep.
As Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Oh, look at her.
Oh!
A legend.
I'm waving to the people. Look at that sleeve.
Yep.
Look at the wig.
That is fantastic.
That awesome. It's really cool. She was so open to that. I was like, Kim, I have an idea about who you should be for the legends and the icons and Dolly Parton. And she just burst out, started laughing, said, I love it. Let's go.
And
that's
who
incredible.
Were you, Sybil? Who were you?
I'm trying to remember who I was. I think I was Minnie Riperton, because that was one of my favorites from that album cover, you know, that she did. And it was one of my favorite songs, too. But we had Tom as Elton John. It was so much fun. Yeah, yeah. J. Anthony Brown as James Brown. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. All night. Yep. That's all I did was talk like this. I couldn't stop.
And tried to sing too.
I did. I love you.
What an end to the show.
Okay. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Be sure to follow Kim on Instagram at Kim Whitley. Sybil, we're going to pop your Instagram up too. Would you tell people where to follow you on Instagram?
Please go to Sybil Wilkes on all social media and SybilWilkes.com to subscribe to our newsletter.
I love it. Kim and Sherry will be back next week. We're getting close to 100 episodes, Kim. Wait till you see what I've got planned. It's going to be a good time. Yeah.
Michelle Obama's on the line. Okay,
thank
ask
you,
her
Sybil.
To hold on.
Thank you, Sybil.
I'll see. Here we go.
You can get.
Oh, what? Biden wants me to help him with the Ukraine situation?
Oh, no. You can get your Two Funny Mamas merch at buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. Maybe we'll do a patriotic red, white, and blue Two Funny Mamas shirt.
Oh my
since Kim's going to save the day. Ladies,
thank
great show.
So
thanks for letting me hang out.
Thank you. Thank you. And
thank you for asking. I appreciate it. It was great being with you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
That'll do it. Oh, wait. Smile real big in the camera.
Okay.
Don't scowl. Look at that. Those smiles are so pretty.
Take the picture, Chris.
bubbas. Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.